this is just something that has come up. I was just telling Pastor Sam, Ms. Kim, we were just talking about this, probably like 5 times right now, like within just probably a few months. Therefore, I'm going to mention this. Even if someone's listening to this in the recording later or something, I'm not trying to single anybody out if you're one of those people that have either asked the question or we've had an interaction with, or because we've had people ask questions about this particular topic and we've had discussion with people on this particular topic. So this is not singling anybody out, because like I said, this has been kind of over and over and over again at this point. So this is why I thought it was good just to go over this and just mention this, just because it's been so recurring. Okay, so how do we even start this? Let me just lay out this sort of scriptural basis first, and then I guess I'll go from there. I don't know exactly where to start. You guys know I shared this during when we were having the conversations, and I had said that Jesus sent his disciples out this is in Luke. I looked it up last night. I believe it's Luke chapter 9 if you want to look it up for yourself. He sent his disciples out without a money bag, without a walking stick, you know, without any extra food or clothes or anything like that. He said, just go, and your needs are going to be met. And I think people see that, you know, and they say, well, okay, see, because the power of God is present, so they, you know, they don't need, like, preparation beforehand. They're just going to go out without a money bag. They're not going to take any precautions. They're just going to kind of go by the power of God. And I think if you grow up with, like, a kind of the word of faith, you know, faith, power of God, you know, the full gospel type of a concept, if you kind of grow up with that sort of teaching, there are a lot of people that definitely err on the side of not taking precautions with things due to the fact that, you know, the power of God is present with them, right? So that's kind of what you see there, is Jesus telling them, don't take any precautions here. You know, the power of God's already going to be with you. I'm going to meet your needs when you get out there. And the necessary, I mean, when you leave your house, you probably take your wallet or your pocketbook or something, or if you go on vacation, you know, you probably pack some food or you pack something, right? Jesus said, don't take anything. When you go out there, no precautions are necessary here in this particular instance. Just go without these precautions, because the power of God's working with you, necessary to where your needs are going to be met. Later on in Luke chapter 22, he asked the disciples, when I sent you out, were your needs met? And they said, yes. Did you ever have any need? And they said, no, we never had any need. So you see there, what happened was the precautions were not necessary. Why? Because the power of God was there sufficient, working in them sufficient to where the precautions were no longer necessary. So for instance, the power of God was working with them to provide wealth for them. So they said, he told them, you don't need a money bag. The power of God was there to meet their needs, physically speaking, in all those areas. So therefore, Jesus told them, I'm giving you authority and giving you power. And he did say that in Luke chapter 9. I'm giving you authority and power to go out and go out in my name, and you don't need these things. So the precautions were not necessary in that instance due to what? The power of God was working in the situation sufficient to where it replaced that, right? Well, when Jesus was going to the cross, because mind you, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he wasn't sending them out in the power that they were receiving themselves. Okay, their faith, what they knew of Jesus at the time, was not sufficient to have sustained them the way that they were sustained. It was actually because Christ was in the flesh at the time, and the power of God was working through him, and we know obviously that we can share the power of God with other people. He sent them out in his name, and what that really meant was he was sending them out in the power of God that was working through him. So the power of God was working sufficient in him, he shared it with them, and then they went out. But when he was about to be, in Luke chapter 22, it says that when he was about to be numbered among the transgressors, and was about to become sin, we know that he was about to take the unworthiness upon himself. And therefore, the God was about to forsake him and give him up to the Gentiles to be crucified. So he knew the power of God is not going to be working in me right now. And which means what? That the power of God is therefore not going to be sharing with his disciples, correct? So what ended up happening is then before he went to the cross, Jesus went to his disciples and said, okay, I told you not to take these precautions before. Don't take a money bag. Don't take, you know, a walking stick. Don't take swords with you. Not even any protection. He told them, don't even take any physical protection measures when he sent them out initially, because power is working sufficient. There was power working present, so therefore the precaution wasn't necessary anymore. But when the power of God wasn't going to be with them anymore, flowing through Jesus, he said, do you have swords? do you have your money bag? You got all your stuff with you? And they said, Lord, we have two swords with us. And he said, that's enough. That's fine. So what's my point with this? This is a very, very broad topic, but I think it's worth mentioning. When we teach on the fact that we have the power of God with us, and when we teach about the fact that, you know, we have the life of God in us, and when we teach we have all these things in Christ, all these things are true. So obviously, and you guys have heard what I teach personally and what this church teaches in general, so you know that I'm not challenging those topics. But let me say this plainly. As a believer, precautions, being cautious, like taking necessary precautions, should always be your default move. Okay? And this is just practical advice, but I'll make sense with the gospel here, okay? Taking precautions always needs to be your default move. And I'm saying this for your well-being, and I'm saying this for your safety, and I'm saying this for your, you know, just in general for your good, okay? Because this is not something that I always understood. I could give you a million examples of where I have not done what I'm about to tell you right now. Taking necessary precautions should always be the default for you, okay? You have the power of God with you. You have the life of God with you. But because we understand that that being on the inside of you does not mean it's working in you fully, right? If it were working in any of us fully, you'd be walking around in an immortal body right now, correct? And due to your unrenewed mind, now your mind is being renewed, and I'm not saying the power of God is not working in you. It is working in you, and your mind is being renewed. But your mind is not fully renewed right now, and therefore the power of God is not working in you fully right now. And God will work all things out for your good, even despite that fact. Okay, so that's also a fact. Despite our lack of knowledge, God will still navigate those waters, and he understands what you know, what you don't know, and God will work things out for your good. But the default would be to take precautions. So for instance, if you're going to, I was just using this example with Pastor Damus Kim. When you go to take something out of the oven, right, you use an oven mitt, right? Now, as a believer, am I telling you that if you don't grab that with an oven mitt, and you just grab it with your bare hand, am I saying that you're going to get burned? I'm not actually saying that. What's the point of having the Lord if all we have to expect is the results of a mere man, right? So I'm not saying you're going to get burned. I'm just telling you to use the oven mitt unless you know for sure, with specific direction from God, to grab it without an oven mitt. You kind of get where I'm coming from? You always take the precaution. When you don't have explicit direction, like Jesus said, listen, there's power of God present to replace those physical substitutes, those physical supplements. The power of God is present, therefore you don't need the sword. Therefore you don't need the food. Therefore you don't need the money bag. When the power of God was no longer present with them, I mean, obviously we don't have that scenario. This is under the Old Testament. This is when Jesus was in the flesh. Things worked a little bit different. But when Christ was no longer sharing that power with them, he said, power of God's no longer here. So put in place the physical supplements for your lack of knowledge. Take your sword, take the food, and mind you, I'm not saying every time, for lack of a better analogy, that you'd grab the oven mitt and you take it out with the oven mitt. I'm not saying you always need the oven mitt. The power of God could be working in you sufficient to where if you grab the thing, you wouldn't get burned. But you take the oven mitt unless you have specific direction to not do so. Okay? And when I say specific direction, obviously, you know me, I've said this before, I'm not one to say quickly, God told me so. God told me, God told me, God told me. Because if I had a nickel for every time someone said, God told me, and I knew God didn't tell them that, I'd be very, very wealthy, physically speaking, right now. In just the nickels. Okay? My point is that I'm very careful to say, God told me. What I'll say many times is I'll say, I think God told me. When's the last time, when's the last time you ever heard someone say, I think God told me? Pastor, preacher, I'm not saying here, obviously, I'm just saying in general, like on TV or in the past. When's the last time you ever heard someone say, I think God told me? I don't hear that. You should hear a little more of that, because I think something we're afraid to look unsure. I think God told me is okay. To the best of my knowledge, I believe God's leading me. Unless you're sure that God actually told you, then go ahead and say God told me. If I believe wholeheartedly God told me something, I'll tell you. But my point is that unless you have that kind of like, God told me this, and I'm sure that God told me this, and you've waited and you've tested, or for that matter, if you just know, then go ahead and grab it without the oven mitt. But when Jesus gives us explicit direction, here's my point, you're growing, right? You're growing. So you take the precautions as a default, not necessarily because you need the thing, not necessarily because you need the social distancing, not necessarily because you need that particular precaution at the time. but you take the measure because you don't know where you're at. You don't know where you're at. You don't know how the power of God's working in you. You don't volunteer for the potentially unsafe or potentially whatever, you know, situation. You know, if you find yourself thrown into a fiery furnace, you know what? The power of God's with you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be burned in the fiery furnace. You walk and you don't even smell like fire. My point is, you don't volunteer for it because you understand not just that the power of God is with you, but you also do take into account the fact that your mind is not fully renewed. Okay? So all things taken into account, we're looking at Jesus and we're relating with who he is. And you need to do that more and more and more so you really understand who you are in Christ. But you also do need to take into account, why do you take the precaution then? If I'm healed, if I'm, you know, because, we've had people before that have asked us questions before, even about COVID and things, and, oh, we don't need to take any measures because, you know, I have Jesus. Well, let me tell you, every Christian has Jesus. Every Christian has Jesus. Every single Christian that's ever lived or has ever even died has had Jesus. What's lacking is knowledge of that to allow that power to work in you. You understand? You don't walk around healed in the world because you have Jesus, right? We all understand that, right? You walk around healed in the world because you know of what you have in Jesus. That makes sense? Or someone else knows what they have in Jesus and has shared it with you. Well, someone knows Jesus, right? The same way that we believe, for instance, do you believe that people that are unsaved right now, have not believed in Christ, do we believe that they're all going to be reigning on the earth with us in the new earth? No. But didn't Jesus finish it for them? Hasn't Jesus saved them? Yes. But what's missing? Well, knowledge to have received that. You know, it doesn't just happen just because Jesus did it. And so I know it's not the same for a believer because you have it. And you know what you have to whatever extent that may be. But you don't know in full, okay? So all I'm saying is that the smart thing is that even if you don't need the oven mitt, the default should be to grab the oven mitt, okay? And here's the cool thing about this. With the oven mitt, even if you didn't need the oven mitt, you took the oven mitt because that's the way that God does things, okay? Again, even with Jesus. Jesus told them to get the sword. God will help you get the oven mitt, give you wisdom to grab that precaution. He'll give you wisdom, and the power of God will work through you to open the drawer and grab the oven mitt to keep your hand safe if that's necessary. You understand? Because your Heavenly Father knows that you temporarily may need these things. So therefore, he adds all these precautions to you. You realize Matthew 6 is all about precautions, right? Because according to the power of God on the inside, you don't need to eat. And you don't need clothing for warmth. I mean, for the sake of everybody else, please wear clothing regardless. But you understand where I'm coming from, is that you don't need to eat. And yet Jesus said, your Heavenly Father knows, temporarily speaking, you need these things. And if you need these things, I'll add all these things to you. And the power of God will work in you to add these things to you if they're necessary. But without explicit direction from the Lord, just take it. Just and don't be of the mindset that says, oh, I need the oven mitt, according to the power of God in me. Or that if you jumped off the bridge, that, oh, yeah, I know what happened if you jump off a bridge, or if I know what would happen if you touch a hot stove, or I know. Don't be of that mindset that is natural, that doesn't acknowledge what you have on the inside of you, but do be of the mind that is wise in the way that Jesus does deal with things and say, I'm going to take that precaution, though, because I don't know where I'm at, so why not take the precaution? And here's also what I was going to say before, and I'll kind of close here. The awesome thing about this is that when you take the oven mitt, and even the power of God working through you to grab the oven mitt, to take the precaution, which, again, let me reemphasize this, you should always take the precaution without explicit direction from God to not do it. If you think you need something, go ahead and do it. It's okay. And the cool thing about this is that when you grab the oven mitt, you can still acknowledge the Lord and grow in your knowledge and therefore in the power of God while you're using the oven mitt. It doesn't hinder your growth to grab an oven mitt. It doesn't hinder the power of God being produced and multiplied to you because you grabbed the oven mitt. You understand where I'm coming from. It just, and I'm not even saying you needed it. I'm not even saying you'd get burnt. I'm just saying I don't know where you're at. I'm just saying we don't always know where our mind is at. We don't always know where the power of God, where we are in our growth. The gospel is not revealed all at one time to us, and the power of God doesn't work through you from 0 to 100. You understand? The power of God is working in you. Immortality is working in you. Always. If you know the Lord. But the gospel is revealed from faith to faith, Romans 1 says. And in 2 Corinthians 3, it says that we're transformed from glory to glory, therefore. And due to that process, you default to the precaution. Okay? Is that it kind of makes sense? The reason why I say these things, like I said, is just because we're growing people. I'm not challenging every single thing that we preach here. And I'm not saying that those things are not working in you. And I'm not saying that you're not increasing in the power of God and increasing in the knowledge of God. I'm just saying for growing people, that's what you do, okay? And it's good advice because you just do that, okay? And again, if you tell me, you know what, Pastor Mike, I think, yeah, but in this situation, I believe that I don't need this thing. I don't need this precaution because I have Jesus. I'm going to correct you. I'm going to correct you if you say that because that's irrelevant. Every Christian has Jesus. Now, if you were to tell me, I don't need this because I believe that the power of God is working in me sufficient because I understand sufficiently that to where I don't need this, I wouldn't correct you right off the bat unless the Lord gave me guidance. But when you tell me I don't need it because I have Jesus, it's a wrong answer. Every Christian has Jesus. It's not about having Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus sufficient to where the power of God is working in you to be able to replace that precaution that you were using before. You understand where I'm coming from, right? The disciples... Well, it's a sort of a different scenario there, but taking the sword or taking the money bag is not about whether you have Jesus or not. When I leave, I'm going to take my wallet with me. When I get hungry, I'm going to eat. Moses didn't eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Do I advise you to do the same? Not without explicit direction from the Lord, but I have Jesus. It's hopefully everyone's understanding me. That is an irrelevant fact. Having Christ in you is an irrelevant fact as to whether you fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Irrelevant. Because Christ in you does not automatically help your body to be able to do that. Christ working in you because you have knowledge sufficient to where it allows God to work in you to produce a sustain for 40 days and 40 nights without food, that's necessary. So just so you know, if you ever say, I don't need this because I have Jesus... We just heard someone, we were just doing a yard sale recently, and someone came up, and they said, oh, do I need to wear a mask? And we said, well, you know, for right here, you know, you don't have to if you don't want to. And she goes, yeah, she goes, we don't need masks because we have Jesus. I mean, okay, there's debate about the whole mask thing, I'm not getting into that, but the concept of I don't need a precaution because I have Jesus is not the right answer. It's not the right answer. Every Christian has Jesus. Not all Christians should be dropping their precautions just yet. At some point, we all will, sooner or later. And as you grow, you'll find that certain things you don't need anymore. But having Jesus is not a good reason. It's not a good reason unless you told me, no, I have direction from God. I don't need this right now because he told me his power is working sufficient where I don't need this particular precaution. I feel comfortable not taking this precaution because I feel comfortable with that from the Lord. Okay, that's different. That's just a different thing. The reason why I just want to emphasize this is because, like I said, it's been probably literally five different people, just where we've kind of come in contact with this, and we're like, you know what? Hold on a second. Let's clarify this. What does it mean to take a precaution as a believer who has got life and immortality and the power of God on the inside of them? Because you teach all these things, and people start accepting them, but they don't understand the process. It is, like, they don't take into account that renewal of the mind is a process. I'm telling you, you still have all these things. I'm telling you that they're working. I'm just saying that renewal of the mind is a process, and you're transformed from glory to glory. So you don't want to throw yourself into a situation that you're not ready for right now. That's all that I'm saying. Just because Jesus sent his disciples out without a money bag doesn't mean leave the house without a wallet every time. And I'm also saying that maybe sometimes that is okay. And maybe for some people at certain points that is okay to leave the house without a wallet. You do have the power of God on the inside of you, and this is working in you and increasing in you. I'm just saying the default shouldn't be that. The default should be I bring my wallet. The default should be I grab the oven mitt. Unless you have a direction to not do that, then that's a cool thing. Okay, let me also mention this one kind of last thing about this. When you grab the oven mitt, just don't trust the oven mitt. right? We don't, I'm not saying we trust the oven mitt. The oven mitt is fallible. The oven mitt is not our protection. The oven mitt is not, and obviously you guys understand I'm using this as an analogy, right? I'm just using that as a precaution analogy. You don't trust the meals you eat to sustain you. Man should not live by bread alone. You understand? You don't trust the precautions even that you would take due to your lack of knowledge. Those are supplements that you do. You don't trust those things for your health. You don't trust these things for your well-being, but you still do them if your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things at the particular time. Because you can still grow when you're eating a meal. You can still grow when you're taking a nap. All these things are things that you don't actually need according to the power of God. But things that you may need temporarily for your body and things that may be necessary to do, but just don't trust them, right? I'm not saying we trust them when we do these things. Every time you eat, you're taking a precaution. And every time you go to sleep at night, you're taking a precaution. These are things that are just good for your body, maybe temporarily. You realize eating and sleeping is not healthy living for an immortal. You don't need those things according to the power of God. You just may need these things due to lack of knowledge. But you just don't trust them because we understand where our protection is. We understand where our redemption is. We understand where all these things are. And you know, you will grow out of these things. We will all grow out of these things. Every Christian, for that matter, will grow out of these things sooner or later. Everyone will grow out of these things sooner or later because we're increasing in the power of God. I'm just saying just do it unless you have explicit direction not to. Okay? So that kind of all makes sense. I want to keep intact all the doctrine that we teach about immortality. I mean, immorality too. I mean, you know, we do teach on immorality and transformation of the Holy Spirit and all that. But specifically right now, immortality, or for that matter, about morality. I'm keeping intact all that we teach about our inheritance while simultaneously recognizing what Jesus recognizes is that you're growing, right? Both can be true at the same time. You have Jesus and you don't know Jesus in full, but you're growing in that knowledge, right? And you are increasing in that knowledge. And all things are possible to those who believe. And all those things, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. And every single truth is still true while still saying, you can still grab the oven mitt while you're believing those things. Cool?